It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. With presidential debates dominating the national conversation and the subject of war and terror front and center, I was looking for someplace that could give me a sense of peace and beauty. The Huntington Library in San Marino, with its art collections and botanical gardens, provided exactly the kind of respite that I needed. After a leisurely stroll through its magnificent grounds, I felt sufficiently fortified to dive into the difficult subject of the new museum exhibition, Death, Mourning, and Memory in the American Civil War. Drawn from the museum's extensive collections, this exhibition concentrates on rare and little-known photographs documenting the Civil War, which cost the nation the lives of 750,000 people. What I found particularly moving was that instead of delivering an academic lecture, the exhibition gave me an immediate emotional connection with one of the most painful chapters in American history. Among the various portraits of President Lincoln on display, there is one I had never seen before. It was taken just 2 months before his assassination, and he looks particularly thoughtful, unguarded, and very, very tired. And then a photograph of an attractive young man in a hat and trench coat, who happens to be one of the accomplices in the assassination of the president. Nearby, there are two photographs of him and his co-conspirators. In the first, they are standing on the gallows with nooses around their necks, waiting for the execution. In the second, their bodies sway in the wind. Walking through the exhibition, one moment you are totally overwhelmed by the horror of what you are watching. The next, you see a quiet photo of a group of Union military and civilian men near Chattanooga, Tennessee, posing proudly and calmly in front of the camera. One cannot help but think of how many of them are lying dead here in another photograph which captures the gruesome aftermath of the Battle of Gettysburg. There is no way to describe this particular image with mere words. One simply must see it. In search of much-needed solace, I traveled across town to see two exhibitions of the remarkable photographer William Eggleston. I like to describe him as the Prince of Melancholy, who has produced a veritable encyclopedia of everyday life in his native Memphis, New Orleans, and the Mississippi River Delta. Last year, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art presented a retrospective of his half-century career. Today, two Los Angeles galleries, Rose Gallery in Santa Monica and Gagosian Gallery in Beverly Hills, pay tribute to this quintessential Southern gentleman and to the beauty of the trivial moments captured by his camera. Collectively, these images provide the most profound and the most casual portrait of a small-town America. If you are familiar with the writing of Eudora Welty and William Faulkner, then these photographs will undoubtedly make a strong impression on you. Nothing, absolutely nothing happens in these photos, but if you take a deep breath and allow yourself the luxury of slowing down, then Eggleston photos will start to whisper and maybe even sing to you their irresistible songs. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.